Okay, so today is February 6, 2019, and we're going to do lesson number 307 called The Line of Effort and Line on the Back. So we started this a couple weeks ago and returning to it today to proceed with it. This is incorporating more flexion today because we've been doing quite a bit of extension to balance you out and to also work with your diagonals. So what does a diagonal mean? So as you're lying there on your back, legs long, arms by your side, we've been putting those dots, two dots behind your shoulder blades and then two dots where your buttocks cheeks are, right? And then we've been connecting the dots to make a rectangle, right? And now we're going to create diagonals, okay? So if you were to go from the right shoulder blade dot to the left buttock dot, right? That's going to create a diagonal. And just observe that diagonal for yourself right now. So what's really interesting is often for us, one diagonal is longer. And we've examined our sides before to see if one side feels longer or shorter, but we really haven't looked at the diagonals. So just examine and sense the diagonal from your right shoulder blade to your left buttock cheek. And then you'll come back up and sense the left shoulder blade traveling down to the right buttock cheek. So again, just observing, does one diagonal feel longer than the other? So that adds a little different twist onto how you're organized. And then having those diagonals kind of in the background and your four dots in the background, draw some attention now to your front side and notice your breath and your breathing. So just become aware of your inhalation, the pause, the exhalation and pause. Is your breath and breathing primarily down in the belly, or is any of it up in the chest? And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Nice. Okay, so we're going to begin where we left off with the last line of effort lesson, and that is that you brought your legs together, and in particular your feet and ankles, knees, they need to touch, okay, and you need to keep them touching as best as possible without clenching your jaw and, you know, straining and stuff. And we're working with a metal ball, okay? Now, last time I did offer, if the metal ball for some reason feels too heavy, you could shift to a tennis ball. But the metal ball is important. It is the same size as the tennis ball because it rolls really easy. So the idea of visualizing this metal ball the size of a tennis ball is that it will roll easy. And it's going to be right now at your ankles. So it's going to sit on your ankles, okay? And what we finished with the last lesson where we did the line of effort is rolling this metal ball from your ankles up to your knees and back down. So with this lesson, you don't need to lift your head, you don't need to look. It takes a lot of creativity and imagination. Okay? It's a really powerful lesson. So just think about your feet would have to lift a little bit, like just a half an inch, to roll the ball. And then when it gets to your knees need to bend to stop it. So you're going to alternate those two movements. That's it, Peg. So just and not even that much. Just so that a piece of paper, that's it. And that's it too much. So if you bend that much, you lose the ball. Okay, so these are very minimal movements. You can't bend the knees too much, right? Because then the ball will roll off the feet. So you're containing the ball between your feet, ankles, and your knees. And just find that. And again, in the background, you're paying attention to your breath and your breathing, because I can already tell a portion of you are holding your breath, right? So how can you breathe with this level of focus, right? So it's an extreme level of focus and paying attention. Beautiful. Okay, now you're going to let this metal ball continue. It's going to go a little further. So you're going to let it go past your knees, up to your pubic area, belly button, and then it stops. So you have to stop the ball at your belly button. So you need to start thinking about what are you going to do in your back? What are you going to do with your abdomen to stop the ball there, and then how do you get the ball to roll back down, right? So to roll the ball back down, you're going to arch your lower back, like you're going to protrude the belly, and then it goes down to the knees, down to the ankles, and then you stop it, and then you bring it back up to the knees, over the knees, and up to the belly. Now, when it's rolling from your belly down to the knees, have the knees bent a little bit just to slow it down, right? So remember, it's a controlled roll. If this metal ball gets going too fast, it's going to roll off your feet.
What's the breathing then? Am I going to inhale?
Just breathe. Okay. Don't organize it with what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, so just make sure you're breathing. Because the tendency is to hold your breath, like you're focusing so much. And that's a big part of this lesson, is when we're really focusing on something, anything, we stop breathing.
Yeah, like skiing.
I mean, we just shut down breathing. So how do we do a movement? How do we really focus and breathe? Yeah, whether it's skiing, cooking, watching TV, talking. And just continue with this a few more times, okay? Just take a little more time, right? So what you're looking for with this, as I've said in many other lessons, is once it becomes fluid, right, then you want it to become more efficient and more fluid, right? You're looking to make it softer, to make it easier. So remember when you lift your feet, it's literally a fraction, enough to like the papers that I have in my hand, to slide the paper under. Some of you are lifting higher than that. And then it's a lot of effort. So it's a real minimal lift with your feet, and then that ball gets rolling. And it goes right to your knees, up to your thighs, up to the pubic area. And then you really have to kind of pull that pubic area in and down to stop the ball at your belly button. And it's like a pause there, right? And then you're going to arch the lower back to get the ball rolling back down again. And it soon turns into, it's kind of like a wave, right? A wavy movement, a ripple movement through your body. And once again, you're breathing. Okay, and let's just pause for a moment and just observe what happens during this resting pause. Do you take in a really big breath? Okay, so we're going to come back to the metal ball in between your feet and ankles. It's going to come up to your knees, over your knees, to the belly button, and now you're going to start to think about how can I encourage it to come up my sternum in between my breasts along the chest bone and stop where the clavicles are, where your throat is, before your throat. So you're going to have to do something with your head. I'm not going to tell you yet. You think about what do you need to do with your head so you make sure that that ball stops at the clavicles. And then how do you get the ball to roll back down to the belly button, down to the knees, down to the feet? So there's no hurry or rush. Right, really take your time so that you can visualize and imagine and sense organizing this metal ball to roll for you. Stopping it at your clavicles. And then how do you get it to slowly move back down the breastbone, down to your belly button? How do you have the ball pause at your belly button before it goes to the pubic bone in your knees, right? So there's these places that, like, you stop along the way. You know, the ball that I think of, and of course it's a lot smaller, but do you guys remember, what are they called? Pinballs. Pinball machines, right? The little round balls, right? And how they, you know, you shoot them up and they start coming down. They can fall in the little hole for a second and then you pop it out of the hole, right? It's that kind of idea, but it's a bigger ball, right? So you have this place where your belly button is that you pause for a sec. And then it goes down to the pubic bone and it kind of pauses around the knees before it rolls over the knees and down to the feet. Then it pauses at your feet and ankles before you lift the heels a little bit to get it to come up to the knees. Beautiful, Lynn. And then roll over the knees up to the pubic bone, to the belly button, then it pauses. And then how do you get it from the belly button up your chest to your throat? And as you again continue with this, so I'm going to give you ample time, you're looking for this quality of, again, I'm going to use the word wave, ripple, right? So it's rolling, right, from one location to the other. So there's not these abrupt stops and starts. So in the beginning, you have that. But now that you have a sense of what you're doing, how do you smooth it out so that things are transitioning through a wave-like motion? Beautiful. And when the ball rolls along the sternum chest, right, so that area's got to become kind of concave, soft, right? So it doesn't, nothing hurts, right? It's a soft rolling. Okay, let it go and rest. And just again, observe, how do you rest? What adjustments occur during your resting? Your breath, your breathing. Okay, so this time, you're going to bring your hands to being interlaced behind your head. Beautiful. And you're going to bend your knees now. So bring your feet to standing. So, and your legs will need to be together. And the ball now is repositioned and is going to start down at your pubic area. Okay? And it's going to roll from your pubic area again up to your throat. And now you're going to use your hands behind your head. And I, as I've indicated in all the previous lessons, is you always want to bend your elbows towards the ceiling, right? You create a hammock. So please don't have the elbows straight out to the side, but make like what I call a hammock for your head. And then you lift your head. You feel, when do I need to lift my head? To stop the metal ball at your throat. And then you got to lift your head a little higher, right, to get it to start rolling back down the breastbone, down to your ribs, down to your belly button, and down to the pubic area. So again, there's kind of a rounding and arching wave movement that ripples through your entire back. And so you're right now discovering that ripple, right? And this is the really important part of the lesson, is this rippling effect. So it's not like I just lift my head and it's like a sit-up, okay? Because the first lift is very small to slow the ball down at your throat. And then you continue to lift the head a little bit. You continue to tuck the chin a little bit to roll the ball back down, right? So there's a series of heights in which your head is being lifted and lowered, just like the arch in your back and the rounding in your lower back. Beautiful, Lynn. God, that was awesome. So something has to be happening in this upper mid-back, right? We've done a lot of extension there. So this lesson's actually really working on the flexors. Right, and then you really, really take your time lowering the shoulder blade and head back down, right? So again, just take a little bit more time finding this fluidity, this wave type of movement, so that it's just not chunks of you dropping off, right? What's so important in this lesson is it's this, these transitions are what get lost as we get older. We start moving very chunky, right? Like people just drop into a chair. It's not a smooth transition, right? It's chunky. So you're re-establishing for yourself this level of fluidity. Okay. And let's take a break again. Straighten your legs, rest your arms. Check in and see, what does resting mean to you now? What occurs for you during the resting? Bend your knees again. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. And let's just play and explore a little bit longer this section, right? It's like a segment from the pubic bone to your throat. So your feet are together. Rolling the ball, the metal ball, back and forth. Again, clarifying for oneself, for yourself, the smoothness, the transitions, right? You're looking for really, really smooth transitions so that this ball is moving at the same now speed the whole way. So there's no fast places, no slow places.
I think I'm confused in this part. If I'm coming here,
right?
I tend to lift my hips.
Uh-huh. Okay, so put your hands behind your head. So let's start the ball here. Bring your legs together.
Okay.
And then lift your pelvis. Yes, lift. Nope, lift the tailbone. Lift, no, lift your butt. Nope, that's your back. There you go.
Okay.
There, lift and let it roll here and soften. Keep your elbows up. Yeah, that's it. See, all this has to soften as this lifts a little bit. And then think of it coming here. Think of this softening. There, and now lift the head a little bit. Keep this soft, roll it back. Now this should be, yes, there you go. That was good. And then, and once it gets here, drop it.
My tailbone down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. And then there you go. And then think of lifting the tailbone to roll it back here.
And this way?
Not that way.
Okay.
That way.
Okay.
And then it comes up here. And then to roll it back down here. And then you can arch, yes. And then you can arch. So that's arching. And then you stop it at the very end, lift the tailbone. So you arch and then flatten. Arch and flatten.
Okay?
Good question. So there's an arch and a flattening in your lower back, actually the mid back and upper back, right? To have it keep rolling. And then the other way, pause for a moment, to do this that we'll transition into, is to think like a hammock. So, or like a ladle, a scoop. So now what you're going to do, which we've done before, I've called it the rocking horse. You're going to lift the pelvis a little bit and lift your head. And you're going to rock by lifting the head a little higher and then the pelvis. So now you keep the ball in between the pubic bone and your sternum, right? So the two ends, it's like if you look at my paper, the two ends never touch. Right? And then you're just tilting it like this. Right? Keep your feet down though. No, always keep your feet standing. So lift the tailbone again. That's it. Now lift the head. And then lift the tailbone.
Can I put my tailbone down and I lift
the head? No, it never fully touches. See the two pieces of paper?
Okay.
So you're like this.
Oh, okay.
So both ends are lifted up. That's it. Rock back and forth. Beautiful. And now can you breathe? Right? Back to that breath and breathing. Okay. Let it go. Let's rest on your back. Arms long, legs long. Notice your breath and your breathing, how you rest. Okay, so now we're going to reposition your arms. So first of all, turn your arms so that your palms are up. And then you're going to slide your arms like doing a snow angel. Great day to do snow angels. Probably bury ourselves. So you would, we're going to have your arms angled out with the palms up. It's like doing the YMCA. Create a Y. Okay? So, and make sure it's comfortable with your shoulders and stuff. Okay? And the back of your hands are down, right? Flat. And now you're going to create a Y with your legs. So you're going to spread your legs a little bit. Okay? Excellent. Okay? Not too wide. Now, once you've got your X, let's go back to our diagonals. So let's start with the right shoulder blade to the left hip. So first get those two points involved. And then you're going to add on from there, from the right shoulder up to the right hand. And then from the left hip to the left foot. So that should be one line. So make whatever little adjustments you need to so that in your mind and thought, from the right hand to your left foot, you've got a line. No bends, right? Are we good? Okay, our metal ball is in our right hand. And you're going to start to roll it from the right hand to the right elbow to the right shoulder. So just like you did with your legs, the back of the hand has to lift a little bit to get it to roll to the elbow. And then think about in the shoulder, right, as that hand lifts, the shoulder sinks back, right? So that it comes into, there's this like little space on the front side where that you can kind of catch the ball. And then the shoulder's going to have to lift a little bit to run it through your chest to your belly. So the back, you're going to have to flex. It's got to go through the center of your belly. And then somehow, how do you get it over to the front of the left hip where there's another little pocket to catch the metal ball. And then from the front of the left hip, you're going to shift it down to the left knee. And then you're going to catch it on top of the left ankle. So what becomes so important with this, and then you're going to reverse it, is really controlling the ball, right? Because we don't want the ball to roll off your leg or roll off your body. So there's these little places where the ball can kind of pause, right? You maintain the control. The hip, the right shoulder pocket area, the hand, and the ankle. And you're just going to play with this diagonal from your right hand to your left foot. And as you continue, you now are working on a level of smoothness, a quality of ease. Check in with your breathing. Are you breathing? Thank you. How can you be relaxed doing this? Any extra parasitic effort you let go of. so that it becomes more and more fluid, softer, smoother, more of a ripple and a wave movement through you. That's it. And just hang with it just for another minute or so. Now I'm giving you longer periods of time to develop this diagonal. And does the diagonal become longer for you or shorter? Right? So that's an interesting question. And as you're focused on the ball and it rolling, can you also pay attention to what you're doing along your backside? Beautiful. Okay, let's let it go. Bring your arms down to rest. Pause. Feel what you do during the pause and resting. How is your breath and your breathing? Okay, so you're going to bring your arms back up, same position, creating a V with your legs, and now you're going to draw attention to your left hand, your left shoulder, diagonally connecting to the right hip and the right foot, and you're going to have that ball now in your left hand. So first get your line set up, and then again, slowly and gently, so the back of the left hand elevates a little bit to roll the ball to the elbow. And then the shoulder actually presses into the floor, so it kind of comes into the armpit area. But then you got to lift up that shoulder area to get the ball to roll to the center of your chest, to come somehow over to the pocket of the right groin hip area. And then continuing down the right knee and catching it down at the right ankle. And the rolling of the ball is very slow, contained so it doesn't roll off. And then you're going to reverse the movement, starting to roll it back up. And observing for yourself, how is this diagonal. Where could you smooth out the rolling? Where can you have the transitions that are kind of clunky, chunky, become smoother? Which of the diagonals has felt softer, easier, more present to your thought? Okay, let's pause again. Slowly bring your arms down and rest. Okay, so create your V's again. Bring your arms up again, your legs. Okay, so now, this one's a little trickier but fun. You're gonna actually start with the right side, but we're gonna have the ball start where your right shoulder armpit is. Okay? And it's gonna go down to your right hip. We're gonna make a square, a rectangle. You're going to roll it from your right hip or groin area to the left. And then you got to control it and from the left up to the left armpit and then across the clavicles. So what do you do with your limbs to have the ball now roll in your trunk area? Mm-hmm. So you're going from here, 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 right? So again, use your mind, use your thought, create an image. Nice, Lynn. That's it. Some of you are really getting a quality of ease with this movement, right, where it just rolls from, you're kind of rolling one hip to the other hip, and right, yeah, there's a quality of softness and ease with this. And now, can you change direction? And we'll observe if going the other direction feels a little easier, a little more fluid, or maybe not, maybe the same, right? These are just all the thoughts that you ask yourself. Beautiful. Okay, and then let's pause with that. Bring your arms down and rest. Okay, so one last time, we're going to go back to the beginning of joining your feet, having the ball starting at your ankles, come up to your knees, roll back to your feet, and then from your knees up to your pubic bone and back down to the feet, and then up to your sternum, your throat, and back down to the belly, to the knees and the feet. And how is this wave-like movement happening for you now? Just feel the ease and the quality in which it happens now, the ripple. So make sure there's a little bend in the knees, right? That moment where the knees bend and then straighten. So it's a ripple. Super. And let it go. Rest. Spread your feet apart. Rest. Take in how you are breathing, your inhalation and exhalation. Take in and observe how you're resting on your back now. And just observing you. How are you experiencing yourself? What has changed from this lesson? What stands out for you? What has softened? Where have you acquired a softness and a sense of ease? Roll your head a little bit to the right and left, observing the quality of rolling your head now to each side. And then taking your time, you'll roll to a side to come to sitting, and then bring yourself up to standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.